really. I there's not. It's not that I'm like full in love with this film. I think it is interesting. So yeah, but Jewish Lord of the Rings is the.
That's much more than
I think you
I
should
think
put it
of
in
it.
the tagline, Jewish Lord of the Rings. We'll put it.
I'm Arsenji, you see how much in the next coming years people do this. Like it's so designed to be like that, which is my annoyance also. Like I know the fans will like really stamp on this Jewish Lord of the Rings. It's so hilarious, it's so funny, whatever. And I'm just like, who cares?
I
Who
understand. I get
cares?
it. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. I mean, okay, we start now. Sorry. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Queen is Dead. I'm Sanjeet. I have Dhruv with me. And today we discuss this small indie film, low budget, by this
Low
very indie
budget.
director. I'm joking, of course. The film is Boo is Afraid, directed by Ari Aster. It's not streaming yet, but it's in cinemas, which is where we watched it. And
Unfortunately,
okay, you already
yes.
started, huh? You're not even waiting. Okay, but could you tell what the film is about,
Should
Dhruv? Could
I?
you?
Okay, I have written down the plot actually, which IMDb has given, and it's actually very accurate. So, for once, so it's very basically following the sudden death of his mother, a mild-mannered but anxiety-ridden man called Boo. Is it Boo, Bo, Bew, whatever. I keep on
Yeah,
saying Bew for some reason, but whatever. We'll say
I know. I know.
Bo.
Even I was saying that until recently. Yeah,
Yeah.
Bo.
Anyways, Bo confronts his darkest fears on an epic, very long, this is what I would also add, Kafka-esque odyssey back home. Very apt description, I feel.
Pretty. Yeah, I mean, they're very honest about what the film
Yeah,
is
it
about.
is very honest. Everyone is very honest about what this film is about. Even the director is honest that it's long and indulgent and funny and
Have you seen
wacky
the
and
short film though?
etc. No, I haven't. How
So I
short is
watched
it?
it. No, it was I think not even 20 minutes, but like I watched it, but now it's not there on YouTube anymore.
Yeah, I
So I
heard
guess they
this.
removed it
Yeah.
for purpose because
DVD release, man.
possible, maybe that's the idea
Yes. Yeah.
to sell it more. I don't know what is the reason. But it
Anyway,
was
Sanjeet,
kind of like
you.
similar.
Ha. But you were saying it's a small indie film. You can also illuminate people on how much money it was made for, how much money it has made, how much money it will cost A24, and
I mean,
how the director himself said that A24 will lose money.
oh, but that though you got that information, right? But
Anyways,
yeah, I mean,
yes.
it's, I mean, the at least whatever sources are stated on the internet,
Yeah.
it states it's made on a budget of 35 million,
Yeah.
which is quite a lot.
For
But
A24, especially, I feel. I think it's the most
for
expensive film.
A24, yes, you know, Everything Everywhere was 25 million,
Imagine.
which was at some point one of their expensive
Yeah.
tent
Yeah.
poles. But that's the thing, they make so much profit off of these. I think they can stand to lose something for
Of
something,
course
no?
they can. I wish they stood to lose something on something better, but yes. Anyways.
I think a lot of the financing for this film came because Joaquin Phoenix came on board rather
Okay,
than Ari Aster. Because
got it. But Joaquin
Joaquin
Phoenix
Phoenix
is
is
a
coming off. It's
saleable
coming off
star.
the back of Joker success, no?
Yes, fair
Joker
enough.
made
Fair enough.
$1 billion, right? How
Fair
much?
enough. Oh yeah, definitely.
I
Agreed.
guess,
Agreed.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was made on whatever 40, 50 million Joker I'm talking.
Yeah.
That made like, so, I mean, at least they think, you know, he's a
Fair enough.
bankable star.
Yeah.
At least he's
And then they
popular.
see this.
See, movie making people
Yeah.
who finance make, they have this some kind of delusion.
Yeah.
I think, and it's part of the business, I think. You cannot
Yeah.
be far from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, but see, technically speaking, now when I'm reading Hereditary, which
Yes.
was made on a budget of 10 million,
Yes.
did a box office of 82.5 million.
Yeah. But that's a smart investment.
Midsommar was made on a budget of 9 million, a million lesser than
Somehow.
Hereditary, and it made 48 million. So
Yeah.
I guess he had some pull, no? I mean,
Ah,
he's showing his.
100%. I mean, but that's the horror movie model, no? Like, that's the sensible horror movie model, I feel like, where you make it on like sensible lower budgets and you get some profit in any case. They market all these films, at least
In a certain way.
Hereditary and Midsommar, at least they did to like accentuate like the horror elements. I think Hereditary is still that, has a lot of that. Midsommar, I
Midsommar
think,
is a
is not
little
a
far
horror
off.
film.
Oh no,
Like,
it's.
to for me at least, it's ba 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 it's barely anything.
I
Anyways,
mean, see,
I'll
I
be
think
snarky
his
with you about
horror.
this.
No, it's okay. I
Yeah.
mean, we need some dose of snarkiness in every episode anyway. It's like a need at this point. What I was
Yes.
saying was, I think the way he probably thinks of horror is the nightmare take of it, right? Which
But
I
like, I
feel
mean,
makes
no, but I
sense.
think Hereditary is scary. Like, I don't mean like jump scary. I mean, like, it is nightmarishly scary. I don't
I
think
know,
Midsommar is. So that's my
but
perception at
Midsommar
least.
is like kind of like nightmarish vision, no? And he's,
Night
if I, and
daytime
I thought
nightmare, yes. It's like folk
that's what
horror.
I'm trying to say.
It's folk
Wicker
horror.
Man, no, folk horror, correct, correct.
Yeah, but Wicker Man is scary.
Yeah, but I think the context is also a little different there, no? Technically.
It is different, but then it's also so much like The Wicker Man that I'm like, you clearly want to be a horror film, but it's also like that again, the elevated horror where it's basically
I
where,
think
you know,
more than
I'll
elevated.
yes, sir, say
More
sorry.
than elevated, I feel it's. I think he wants to become a genre in himself, being inspired by these classics and trying to make his own kind
A
of.
very
His own
charitable way of
interpretation.
putting it, but okay, fine. Like, I see, I'll be very honest about my. I have reservations for all his films. I like 2/3 of Hereditary a lot.
Tell me.
I like it until it becomes like a full-on satanic thingy. Basically, I like the family trauma horror where it's basically like an Ingmar Bergman film almost.
Drama.
Yes, basically like a horror drama. Midsommar, I like the opening 10 minutes, and then the rest I just don't like.
I think you'll still be obliged with that you like 10 minutes.
What the first I thought the opening, whatever he does with that is fine. I mean, Florence Pugh is great in it, but then Florence Pugh is great in like every movie I
In a
feel
lot
she
of
does.
bad things,
Oh,
a lot
yeah,
of bad things.
so but I know that
Yeah.
Midsommar has its own fan base. I know you are a fan, I know everyone on the podcast is surprisingly a fan.
Midsommar is, I'm not a fan of it. I see, that's the thing. I think, and that, I think it'll, we can, it's a good segue into discussing initial thoughts about
Yeah.
Boo also. But I feel his films are interesting, which I think, I mean, the term could be loosely put into many contexts and everything if you look
Yes.
at it that way.
Yeah.
But I just feel we kind of think of a lot of films in very binary ways, right? Like good, bad,
Yes.
not working, working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it kind of becomes about if it is interesting, like if
Yeah.
there is an idea, if it more than intent also, if it has some sort of interesting take on something. I'm
Yeah.
not saying it has to work all the time,
Yeah.
and I'm
No,
not
I get what you
telling
mean.
now only
Yeah.
Boo is Afraid didn't work for me completely, and that's not the case, because if we start thinking in that way, then I guess it'll become like a fairly one-sided conversation, right?
No, I
It's good,
don't
but.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not a see, I'm exaggerating my
Arre,
the
no, not you.
bads.
I'm not
No,
saying you,
I'm
but.
also doing that, but I admire Midsommar on, you know, a basic craft level. I admire the fact that he's fashioned a breakup film as a horror film. Like, I
A horror
like
film.
that. It is
Correct, correct.
on a basic level, I like that. But then if you have to watch a 2.5 hour film about it, the way he does it, the way he communicates that idea to me never strikes as visceral or even nightmarish. In Hereditary, it does for a while, I feel.
Yeah, okay.
And in Bo is Afraid, it doesn't, but I almost admire his. Okay, so I wrote that I admire it on the level of taking one scenario of this man who's anxiety ridden, who's, you know, mild mannered, anxiety ridden man, putting him in different scenarios which are sort of different types of genres and films. Like, it almost feels like he's in different films all the time. So I like that
Correct.
on a very conceptual level. The other thing, bit of context I'll also give is that He had in New York, he had planned a film retro film series of the movies that sort of influenced him, I think, for Bo is Afraid. And I was like, okay, I've not gotten into this director's work otherwise. Let me see what his what stuff that that's interested him, and that might help me understand his films better. That might help me understand his movie taste, or whatever inspirations he's drawing from better.
Inspirations, correct.
So I ended up watching a couple of them. I didn't watch all of them, but I'll tell you the ones that like the types of films and directors he's referenced. There's Guy Madden, a Canadian director who makes like really wacky experimental like Freud on fuel sort of narratives. Like if you think this is high on Freud, his the movie that he recommended that Ari Aster had programmed called Cowards Bend Their Knees is like a 1 hour version of this, but like with the Freudian aspect cranked to like 100 or 20, 200. So it's something else. And I think it's a great, great film. And then the other ones he cites is the Czech New Wave, which I don't have much sort of,
Oh my God.
familiarity with. So I don't know much about that. But then there's Jacques Tati, who he cited Playtime as one of his inspirations. Powell and
Playtime, yeah.
Pressburger, For a Matter of Life and Death, which I think he basically lifts one entire scene and places it in Bo is Afraid. So I mean, again, I think it's interesting to see his film after these films, because I feel a lot of times, when you see people describe the inspiration for their work, as a person who's watching it, you're trying to connect. Oh, how did this sort of inspire or whatever, How did they even take this idea and implement it in their film sometimes? Whereas when I was seeing Bo is Afraid, I couldn't see beyond those inspirations only. They're so like they defined the film itself. Like I felt that watching the Guy Madden film, The Coward Bend Their Knees, I was like, he's done exactly what Ari Aster is doing in an hour. And in a way, I found at least much more, challenging and interesting or whatever. So like that's my take on it. And then there's the reference to I always forget the filmmakers' names, but they've animated one of the sections in Bo is Afraid. Cristobal Leon and Joaquin Cochina, these are the people who made The Wolf House, which was also programmed.
What? Are
They
you serious?
animated they animated the sequence in Bo is
Oh
Afraid
shit.
that happens.
I didn't know that.
So no, that so that so all that was sort of, so I was pretty, my argument is that I was into this film from a very basic level, because I was going in with a lot of, I had seen a lot of the stuff that he was inspired by. So the
So you
film
think
itself,
the inspirations are very surface level, is what you're trying to put.
I think the inspirations are the film. Like it's not like the film. It's and he's not referenced Charlie Kaufman, but
But
the
Kaufman
Lev
is like
Kaufman
Sindoki,
is looms over this like anything. Like it's
New
so
York.
Charlie Kaufman. Synecdoche, New York is like is all over
Yeah.
this. Even Lynch has some like some of the surrealness of surreality of or sorry, whatever you want to say, is kind of in this. But yeah, just the. Like I can admire it on that conceptual level, but like when I was actually sitting there watching it, I was noticing the frames more than the character. I was noticing his construction more than the drama itself. And then it just he
That
kept
is
on going
again, yeah.
on and on and on and on. Even the scenes which I like the animated sequence, or like there's basically a sequence which has some animation to it.
Correct.
Innovative animation to it, and it's the type of sequence I generally dig a lot. But when I was watching it, I was just like, this is just going. I'm like, I understood the point. I don't want this to, I don't like, I'm not immersed in it at all. So
Very recurring theme for you, throughout the film that way.
Like it is basically one thing repeated five, six times almost. And then again, the interest lies in if you're laughing or if you're amused, I feel. I
So,
so
okay,
yes. You go ahead. No,
let's
no,
get
no.
into like little
Yes.
initial thoughts of just say like two lines what you felt about the film. Just I know you've
So I
spoken
think
about
the two lines is
Facebook.
this only: admiration on a conceptual level, but annoyance and boredom on every other level. So I was very much like, yeah,
I think,
shrug was my basic emotion
yeah.
after while watching it and after
The...
watching it. I was like, just what do I
yeah,
do?
okay.
Yeah.
I think more than interesting, again, I think I understand what you're trying to say because,
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same film we watched, and I understand, like, what kind of reactions it would incite. And again, it's that whole polarized thing, right? Either you love it or you hate it. Like, these kind
I
of films
don't
have
hate it,
that
just to
kind
be
of
very clear.
fandom.
Yes.
No, not us, I
Yeah.
think, in general.
Yeah.
I'm talking
Yeah.
like for like a very general audience. But you have this either this fandom or this complete hate, which you also might remember from the film Mother by Aronofsky.
That's the other film that I got reminded of. And a lot of people
People love.
referenced, which like,
Isn't it obvious about the surreal nightmare
Yeah, but I feel Mother
theory?
is like a roller coaster and this is like a fairy go round. What fairy? No, what kya bolte hain wo, jo, where you keep on going in
Merry-go-round.
circles. Merry go, not fairy go round,
Merry-go-round.
merry go round. Yes. So it's
Yeah.
different. Like, there are different amusement parks, I feel. So, like, amusement park rides. Like, Mother mein, like, there's an escalation or de like, you keep on going and then it like throws you whatever in a nightmarish state.
In a
Like, it
nightmare,
builds and
proper
builds
nightmares.
and builds and builds and builds and
Builds,
builds.
builds. It's correct,
And then it
correct.
sort of crashes. This kind of has that loopiness to it. So, yeah.
I think, and let's, I think, let's indulge even further more
Yes.
in discussion. I think in the beginning few moments, the whole aspect is very funny, which I didn't
Yes.
know.
Yeah.
And I was laughing because I thought it was like very, it's not very slapstick also, but it has
No,
those
it
slapstick
approaches.
moments.
Oh, Jacques Tati, he's referenced, which clearly says that he's going for
It's,
like sort
that makes
of,
sense to me now.
the
Which,
slapstick.
and like I can say it, and I'll give you an example of like the demographic of the audience which I was with. Like, I'll
Yes.
reference it with respect to that because I was with my three other friends, and it was the four of us watching,
Yeah.
and we all genuinely seemed to love the beginning of it
The first act
because we were
is
like, this
this,
is so weird, so
yeah.
funny. And okay, and not also it's like very episodic in nature, right? Like,
Yeah, very much so.
first episode is when he's in the building and all that in the
The
street.
his house,
Second
and he's
episode
trying
is
to
the
leave the house, and he has an anxiety attack, basically. And
correct.
he, yes.
Second episode would be the one with the family.
Amy Ryan and Nathan Lane, the two,
Amy and
the
Nathan Lane.
sitcom, the
Correct.
glorified sitcom.
Funny.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third episode is the whole jungle
Jungle
scenario.
and the animation, you include both
Animation.
together, right? Yes.
Fourth is the house.
The meeting with the
Correct.
mother, right? I think.
Correct, right? That's the, yeah,
Yeah.
meeting with the mother, fourth episode. And the
Yeah.
fifth is the last judgment.
A matter of shrug and death, as I titled it. So,
Yeah.
yes.
So five episodes in a way. So
Yes.
now coming more into it, I think the episode one was bloody funny. Like, it was just laugh out loud funny, which doesn't really happen that often. And also it was probably stemming from the fact that I didn't expect it was going to be that way.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, this is like so funny. And like everyone was having that kind of reaction to it.
Yeah.
But come to the second episode,
Huh.
there is that eerie, those parents meet
Ha,
the Johnsons.
it's very like, I actually think
Ari Aster typical.
that might be my favorite episode of the lot, actually. That might be
Okay.
the second
I
one.
mean, I like the second, that the
Yeah.
family dynamics, like
Yeah, it was
in a
very, yeah,
body format.
it was kind of very much straddling the humor and horror ka line, a
Horror.
very like the first, so first act I didn't mind, but I wasn't laughing like you were. So I was very much like, I was like, oh, it's an interestingly like stage sequence, the way
Yeah.
people are sort of. And but I was not like, so I was with an audience also, which was all very, very quiet. So it was just, I was like there and I was
Okay.
like, whatever, fine, good
Correct.
work. But then it's the beginning, right? So you're at least like engaged in the beginning also. From my perspective, I was like,
But
okay, I'm like interested in, oh, this is happening, that's happening. Like, also, he's a
could
good
you?
director. He's a very good
Yeah.
visual director. So like he knows how to like stage a sequence. The way he creates suspense in some scenes is very impressive.
Like the
So
whole key sequence is so So good, like, and even to come up with that idea, like, you know, like, it's like something when I'm leaving my house, I'm always like scared if I
Yeah,
took
the
my keys out.
anxiety building of that phase. Yes, absolutely.
And you, I mean, he cranked it up to whatever 10 or
Yeah.
something.
Did you
Second episode
notice all the
again,
graffiti in on the wall in that first episode? Like,
I
it was
did,
just
I
all
did, yeah,
very
yeah.
well, like, again, one of my issues with his films, I think this kind of was with Midsommar also, is that his shorts almost tell you too much. You know, like the graffiti will tell you that where you are. Like there's no like this is no one can think that this is reality. Yeah, because this is his headspace only.
His own reality.
Yes, his own
Yeah, so
reality.
basically it's treading on its own logic. It's not
Yes,
treading
yes.
on
So
whatever.
let's so वो
It has its
realist का
own.
argument मेरा नहीं है. Like I'm not going to say that, you know,
No.
this
I
is
mean,
not
it's null and
realistic.
void that
It's
way,
not meant
correct.
to. It's not meant to
It's
be. Yeah,
not. Yeah, it's
yeah,
not.
yeah.
But what more do you think about the second episode? What do you think?
So no, I mean, I think it's just so I guess it was more or less that I found that the most amusing. I still won't say funniest because I laughed fairly little in the whole movie. So, which is a big problem. Or like big restriction for me because I think that you laughed a lot and that's why you were much more into it than I was
In the first half,
in
yes.
the first half. So,
First
but no,
episode.
but the second episode was interesting. Like I was interested in like just how ridiculous some of the, you know, like again, ridiculous the dynamic was between Phoenix, between these two parents who take him in and their teenage daughter who ends up drinking paint. Very
Eating
weird.
blood
Like,
or
yeah,
drinking blood,
whatever
or
it was.
sorry,
It was so
blood,
like
paint,
again.
paint. Yeah.
Paint, yeah. So it was like, you know, it had that air of slight air of mystery still, where you
Mystery,
know,
correct.
where you were like thinking about how this will sort of go from here. Why have they kept him in? Why like their niceness is like that sort of niceness where you think it's fake, and it's all
It's
like
fake.
lit, and the whole image is I think very bright in that section from like the
Yeah.
previous, and it feels so
Yeah.
artificial. So I think that
And
really
like the color of that last thing that we were talking about, the blue thing also, it's just so standing out, and it pierces through your like thing, like it
I
just
mean, I
hits you
watched
at
it like
some
a
time.
long while back and I still remember a fair bit, so I have to give it credit for that also, right? So so no, absolutely. No, that sequence I thought was interesting because there were sort of dynamics which is sort of floating around and all. You were there again. I think he keys you in too much. Like there is a so we are doing spoilers and all, right? So there is a quote unquote twist in later in the film, which I was like, yeah, I assumed that his mother
But
would be
it's
alive.
not enhanced or like punctuated in any way, right?
Huh,
A
I mean,
twist.
he also tells like he keeps on focusing on this thing that they attach to his leg, Joaquin Phoenix leg, I think, the
Correct.
beep beeper, which like is like a
The
security device tracker, yeah.
tracker, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I kind of understand where all this is coming from. And like, again, like too much keying in of the audience. I'm like, you can like lessen that a little bit and I'll probably be more intrigued to kind of like that, but whatever.
But okay, sorry, continue. Continue,
No,
continue.
that
Then
only
I'll come.
you can say.
But I was going to ask you, like, what do you think? Like, I mean, what do you really mean? Like, what could possibly have been done instead of that then? Do you have
I
any
mean,
ideas?
like I just felt that just
Or some
like
other
this
reference
in
that
like
could probably.
I'm the memory of the film is a bit hazy for me now, but I feel there are instances in the film where he consistently cuts to like, you know, recording shots of like he's being recorded almost. Like there's a TV screen monitor. So you know, like if you kind of have gathered the pieces. Whatever he's laid in the beginning, it's almost like you can fix it too easily. Like there's too many, or maybe it's the result of me watching the films that he recommended.
Inspirations.
And I was like, I know
Possible.
what this is about. So like, can we do something else? Or like, you know, can we? Because I checked my time at the fear of the house, the sitcom situation, and I was like, Jesus Christ, there's like an hour and a half still to go. So I was like, there's a lot of time
It
left.
was
So where are we
nine.
going?
No, I think more than hour and a
More than
half.
hour and a half, then
Yeah,
yes. And I was just
at
like,
that point, yeah.
this is very, I don't know.
There's a lot of
So
film after
there's a
that.
lot of film left after that. And then we will move to the jungle where you can say it.
Jungle episode, which I felt was like a good I like the aspect that he's being chased around. Like, I feel that that is a bigger nightmare in that sense. But when he lands up there at the forest, in the jungle, with like these nomads, these hippies who are kind of performing,
artist becomes a
theater stage
performer.
Play.
It's a very art house cliche at this point, I feel like the whole
I know, but
art
like
and...
blurring of lines and all that,
yeah,
in performance and in real life and all that,
yeah.
Which I thought was good, in terms of how, you can fit in the story. And I think I'll come back to this later also when I have to make a point about something, that how it kind of becomes very existential.
It is. That's the section that feels most like the Kaufman synecdoche. Because that film is all about creating a film which never ends. And like, it's just keeps on going on and on and on and on and on. Yeah.
But that's the thing. When we are talking about this section as well, like looking at it from start to end, it's not concluding. So you're always left with this. Okay, what about that? I mean, I'm still left. Like, I'm not, I haven't finished that yet.
Yeah,
that always was in the at the back of my head when I was thinking about when we had already moved to another chapter. And I kept thinking, like, what about the last? Like, I don't think so. I have like fully
closure for the last.
Yeah, because if there's no closure, then what kind of a journey are we really on? I mean, it's although I guess it's internal, but then that internal is projected outside, exterior.
Outside,
right? I thought that there should have been, I mean, again, it's the whole case of should have been, could have been, and all that. And
could have been, I
it's
think,
not,
more than should have been.
That I felt if they had somehow figured out a closure to that, it would have been more. I mean, it's not even about. It's about satisfaction also. No?
But I think what you're bringing up is interesting, but I feel almost you could do a lot of this by montaging a lot of this, right? By showing, because in you know the in the jungle section, he is being chased around by someone. He is being chased around, but the whole when he goes into the whole performance section, it just goes on and on and on. I think it's probably a 15-20 minute almost existential section.
Easily.
And
I can't wait to
and
watch
you
it
kind
when it
of just
today.
Forget about the whole thing that's happened. So like the tension kind
I
of
know,
just
I know.
dissipates.
It wears off.
Like it totally dissipates. So
that's where I was coming to for like the existential bit. Like you also kind of start thinking about these things. I don't I mean, I was kind of engaged until that point.
No,
sure.
I love the animation. I thought the way it was done was very beautiful. It was very like unique and like, you know, it had that quality of being artificial, but also like real because it's sort of in a like the music in that section becomes very somber.
Bloody good animation.
Also,
we can plug in Wolf House, because we have
the
done
Wolf
it
House.
Before.
Yes. The directors
People can
of that are
animation.
Who did the animation here?
It's what's the original title in
La
Spanish?
Casa Lobo.
La Casa Lobo, correct.
Yes.
So if people can watch it, I mean, it's a great film. So what I was coming to was, like, since it did not end, when we start the next chapter, which happens at his home, like his mother's house.
I was thinking, how does he get there? Do you have any idea? Is it just that he gets knocked down by the guy and then he gets taken to the mother's place? Is that what happened?
No. He walks.
He walks?
He walks. Yeah.
Okay.
He gets out of the jungle, I remember, and then it's the
whole
funeral company packing stuff after the funeral.
Yes. Okay, yes, okay. Got it.
I guess.
Okay.
So, I think so. I mean, it's been 15 days for me also since I watched it. So, it's not that. And then he walks around the house. So, and when the film ended, all this while I was thinking was that the first or the third episode is a bloody good film. If you had made it as like an act 1, act 2, act 3.
Yes.
You could have ended the film there. It would have still
You could have
there,
ended with the whole him basically becoming like the theater troupe or whatever. Like,
Something. Again. Yeah. And I was, but when it went to that, this fourth episode, which we are going to speak about, I also, what I was thinking, again, we start from the beginning. Like, it's again a whole act in itself. So we have a setup, we have a middle, we have an ending in that whole thing. And I was like, why are we doing this again? And at that point, I was exhausted when that began. I was
Yeah,
like,
I think
bloody
that's
hell,
the most like
end it at this point.
that's also the most explicitly that's where the
Out
surreal
there.
most of the surrealism wears off, except for like,
Wears
you know,
off.
the there are
The.
still elements of it, but it's still like complete. I thought it just totally lost steam at that point. I was just like, where are we? Where is that? I mean, the Parker Posey sequence is pretty funny, I'll give you that. The one where he has sex with his
Oh shit, oh shit, I was laughing my way
that sequence was
when
quite funny. Yes.
I told, I messaged you about that, I think, yeah,
Yes, yeah,
like
that sequence was
I was
quite
laughing in
funny.
that part also.
So that was funny, but then there's a whole movie still left to go with the mother and the son confronting each other, and like the control, which has been told again and again in the whole film. It's been shown already that it's about him being controlled, guilt-ridden, etc., etc.
By his mother and all
Yeah,
that,
by his mother, like Freud, whatever, etc., etc. Like, I mean, there's so much that's been done by then that I was just like, where, why are we still going on? And then it
On,
just
I completely
keeps on
understand, because
going.
I was like, no, I mean, more than that, there are these shots of him slowly walking when that whole section begins, and I was like, do we really need so much of,
There was
like,
apparently a
I don't need a
4-hour
breather.
cut.
I know. That was
So
the
there's a
whole rumor,
director's cut going to
like
be
last
released
year, right?
also.
Like last year. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll watch it. I haven't seen this Midsommar director's cut either, which is like
You
another
can tell
25
me how
minutes,
it
whatever.
is.
I don't think so. I'm going to watch, sir. I'm very sorry for
Okay.
that. No, but then again, that's what I'm saying. Like, chapter 4 became like this whole walking bit. I didn't need a breather.
Yep.
If it was still in that flow, maybe,
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
And then I think the whole the trial at the end is absolutely useless, I think. Like, it's such a
I think so many times throughout the film, I was like, okay, this is a great ending shot. Oh, there's more. Okay, let's watch. Oh, this is a great ending shot. Oh, there's more. Okay. Like that whole where he takes the boat and starts going, I was like, okay, it's like great. Like he's just going somewhere in the night in the middle of the sea. But then what is the trial? I didn't want to
The
see
trial,
that.
I swear to God, it's such. I mean, I was like, I understand you like the Pavel and Pressburger movie, Mr. Astor, but please don't like just take it and like
Lift.
situate every. It's
So
very
this is
lift.
the
It feels
film.
very
This is the
lifted.
sequence
This is the
which
Pavel
we.
Pressburger film in which they use this concept of heaven and earth, and like is shot in black and white, and earth is shot in color. Like, it's a flip side of Wizard
Oh,
of Oz.
interesting.
So yeah, like, it's so the whole heaven thing is the trial, where the trial happens about a man's life who's ending and all that. Of course, that film is very sympathetic, very like, you know, full of life. And this is just like this basically by the end, it's blaming his mother as much as it's blaming him, right? Because it's getting. I don't think Ari Aster has that much sympathy for Bo, which can be seen as a
At
stand-in
all.
for himself. If he wants to, I would assume there's
At
some
all.
he's suffered from anxiety or whatever, like etc. 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 So,
Yeah, that
possibly,
is okay.
but which is fine. Like, I actually like this whole aspect of not just blaming the whole thing on the mother and, you know, doing the self, but like it just
Self-pity.
ends at a note which I was just like, I don't care. Like, and I don't care in
I
the
agree.
like the
I
boat
agree on that.
capsizes, and I was just like. And the whole audience leaves to like mimic our reaction almost.
Our reaction.
And I was like, why? Like, why did we have to be here for like 3 hours to see this? Like, that annoyance sort of set in. And then I was just like,
I think it
whatever.
was again like how you've mentioned like previously before, like it's like when you clearly tie your laces and like it's like a not laces, like it's like tying a bow on a gift.
Bo, nice.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's we have to find a title now from something to do with like tying bows and whatever. I don't know.
Dying
Now I'm
book.
thinking, yes, dying
But
bow.
the last bit is just that, like legit, just like tying a knot
The
on, like
whole
you don't need
fourth and fifth
that.
section is that, no, I think. Like the whole
But
like if
I think
you
again,
if
my
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
go ahead, go ahead.
नहीं,
गो
आई वाज
अहेड।
सेइंग दैट इफ यू लीव एम्बिग्यूटी आफ्टर, एज यू सेड, द थर्ड सेक्शन, यू अलाउ, यू पीपल विल ड्रॉ अपॉन इट. लाइक दिस इज लाइक यू आर लाइक
हाँ
जस्ट गोइंग ऑन, लाइक इट्स अगेन A24 गेव टू मच लीवे, व्हिच इज अ वियर्ड थिंग टू से फॉर लाइक, इट्स ऑलवेज वियर्ड टू से दैट अ डायरेक्टर प्रॉब्ली नीडेड टू बी टोल्ड ऑफ, बट
लाइक
प्रॉब्ली.
डू यू थिंक आरी एस्टर माइट हैव सैट इन हिज एडिटिंग व्हाटएवर
He
एडिटिंग
must have,
सेंटेंस
yeah.
and सीन दैट 3 आर कट आल्सो एंड वुड हैव बीन लाइक दिस इज ओके इट्स आई मीन डू यू थिंक
I
ही वाज
guess
दैट
it's
ऑब्जेक्टिव टू
too.
नो इट्स अ 3 स्टार मूवी फॉर हिम डू यू थिंक दैट हैपेंड टू हिम
No, I don't, like, I'm guessing
I'm
he's.
saying that why? Because like you mentioned this to me that I mean I didn't see any of his interviews till now, but you
Yeah.
were mentioning that he was pretty aware of what he was making.
Yeah, like he was
And
basically saying that,
I
oh,
am
I'm surprised
quantifying it
that.
in that like 3 and all out of 5, but like I didn't mean it in that way.
No, no, I'm
I'm
saying
just
that
saying.
he like he, it was so this, so we can move a little bit towards the reception of the film also, right? And I think that's what's annoyed me more than the movie, because the movie for me was very much a shrug, is what I've told again and again. So no, the reception, I think it's just this whole idea of, you know, the movie is designed to, like, it's so like, is there something called designer art house? I don't know. Or like,
होगा अरे ड्राइव ड्राइव व्हाट डू यू
but
थिंक
that's
ड्राइव इज
good
दैट नो
designer art house. I
हाँ
feel.
बट लाइक आई एम ट्राइंग टू फिट इन फिल्म्स इन दैट जॉनर नो जॉनर
Yeah,
आर्ट
I
हाउस
guess so. Like the whole, I guess the stylishness is fine, but I feel it's more to do with the director also being so imposing about the fact that I'm surprised. Firstly, I'm also surprised, but he's surprised that A24 gave 35 million to him for making this movie, which will have, you know, which won't have an appeal. It's a Freudian nightmare which lasts 3 hours long. So I'm sorry, there's not that much of an audience for that.
Not
Even
at all.
David Lynch struggles with this, I think, when he does like Inland
Yeah.
Empire and all that. So I mean,
You
it's
mentioned.
yes. So I mean, like, it's a bit bad, and also it's just so like I think he said again and again that don't try to make sense of it, it's stupid and all that. I'm like, don't say this, like, don't
He's
say
undermining
this.
it. He's undermining it, I think.
I don't know. Like, I just find it so. This is the same case with Mother. With Darren Aronofsky's interviews were the worst thing about the film for me.
I haven't seen
He to kept on explaining the film only to everyone. So I was like, what are you doing? Leave it alone. Like, don't tell people what you thought. Just leave it. It's good. It's good like that. But yeah, it's just too much like, I don't know. Like, it's.
Sadness.
It, No, it's like holding the audience's hand in a different sort of way. It's like, you know, come here and come here and watch our really weird, wacky movie and like enjoy
I
it. I
guess
don't know.
so again I think okay before I see other things about the film what do you think about Joaquin Phoenix's performance
I
and I'll tell
wasn't
you what the
entirely
general
sold on
reception
that.
also okay
But yes, go ahead. I'm interested to
I
know.
think we like the audience embodying Boo was much more like it was happening much more than Boo expressing like Bo expressing too much like you can see fear and like that
Yes.
fear translating as humor for us at
Yeah.
times but sometimes you were asked to step into his shoes when you were like the camera
Ah.
was behind him I think that bit was about for you to experience it and I think
Yeah.
that kind of took away something from Joaquin's performance and I'm being very
Interesting.
critical but it's not as if I feel it was bad I still think there's he's great but I still think the design of the film doesn't allow him to
Yeah,
make
I
a
agree.
have a memorable performance memorable I
I
don't know
agree. I mean, I saw flashes of like a really good, I saw flashes of Inherent Vice ka comedy, almost. There's you know that very he has
Fever
a
Dream.
yeah no Fever Dream, but like even his performance has that like one two moments where he's like
I know, I
really
know, I
quick
know.
to
I know.
react, and like when he shouts is both comical, like hilarious, and like really,
Hilarious, yeah.
and it really like pulls back at it. But his performance felt like he felt a little lost, which is fair enough. It's the film and the character is
The
supposed to
film is
feel like
about
that. But I think there needs to be a connection to him, which is sorely lacking, I feel. And which is why the whole Kaufman thing with Philip Seymour Hoffman in Synecdoche, New York. Because I have my problems with Synecdoche, New York. Like, I don't think it's a perfect film. I think it's very, very unwieldy. But I think Philip Seymour Hoffman's performance, like, just is in the center of it, like, giving all the emotional cues that you need for that film to grasp onto, which is not. But I also think that Kaufman is slightly more sympathetic to his character. Like, I don't think Ari Aster is that sympathetic
Ari Aster
to,
isn't sympathetic. He just
yeah,
wants him to get tortured and experience that kind
self-hatred,
of thing.
self-pity, self,
Self-hatred, self-pity.
yes, whatever. Which is
I mean,
fine, great
it's part of
emotions to have, but, like, I don't know, it's hard to
it. But
sustain over 3 hours.
it's not terrible, right? Joaquin's
Huh.
performance. You wouldn't say that.
No. I thought it was. I didn't think it worked for me. But, like, I can see why it wor why it might work for someone else, in a sense. Like, it was more. I think his performance is like that sort of performance is very reactive by design, right? Like, it's supposed to be very much. He's passive. He's not. He's a bit
It's
pathetic.
like
He's a bit pathetic, which I think Phoenix is good at playing. Like, the whole pathetic nature of it is so, but I think Aster doesn't give him enough stuff to even like just grab us into the whole thing. Like, he's like, what's the hereditary thing where it's about the dollhouses? He's like one of those mannequins, and he's being sort of thrown apart into different
Puppeteer.
puppeteering. Yes, another Kaufman film, being John Malkovich. But yes, he's like a puppet. He's being puppeteered into different scenarios, and so it's like, what? How much? What all can you bring from that as a different sort of dynamic, I feel. So,
I still think there's like a lot of merit to the film. Like again, I'll
yes.
reiterate, like I think if it was the first three episodes, it's a good film. It's a good film for me, I feel, because it's going through three different emotions
Yeah.
and then kind of get
Yeah.
concluded, not being the last 1 hour, 10 minutes of overlong
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
guilt trip, which
Yeah.
it
I mean,
is.
the whole film is a guilt trip. It's just a matter of, like, how much of a guilt trip you're also into. Like,
You're
I
also, yeah.
into, yeah, I mean, I was, yeah,
Last thing before ending, what do
just
you think about the dick monster thing?
didn't laugh. I didn't even notice it's a dick monster. I think I was too sleepy at that point, honestly. I
Oh
almost dozed
shit.
off. See,
Oh
I
shit.
watched. This is another weird thing. The movie I watched before this was another A24 movie, I think so, at
Which
least.
one?
Kelly Reichardt showing up, in which basically
Oh, the new film.
you have to look into to find meaning, or like you have to look into because it's so understated. And this went so overboard that I was just like I was tired off at that point, and I was just like, I will look back at that dick monster scene though, maybe. And see if it's funny. Did you find
I
it
just
funny?
felt it was a little out of place.
Okay. Out of place in this
Just
movie.
in that episode.
Which people's legs are being attached and, like, people's heads are being blown off and whatever.
And
Yes.
some there, yeah, I mean that's why I'm saying that it's, I mean it's again it's I felt it was like it came in at like a wrong escalation bit
Got it. Is it
in the
after
whole.
that where they go to heaven or hell or whatever it is? After the dick monster, right? He falls down from the balcony, or like the attic, sorry. Joaquin
Attic
Phoenix
the
does,
whole attic.
sorry. Yes.
Yeah, and then there is the whole argument with his
You know
mother, and
which movie
then
I watched after watching this? Just
which
to
one?
get my. I guess I was so un I was both annoyed and a bit frustrated. Like, let me see how the Coens approach this in a serious manner. Because I like the Coens a lot.
Ah,
Because it's a similar
you've
sort of
seen Serious Man?
Jewish, yeah, a serious man. G
I love Serious Man, yeah.
it's very good, but it has that element of repetition to it, because it's about
Anxiety
a
also is there.
anxiety. It's very similar. So again, lots of films that
Correct,
came to my
correct.
mind that while watching this, which is not the best sign, I feel, for sometimes watching while sometimes watching a film like this.
I think I would still give it to, I mean, I'm not annoyed by it. That's okay. But I would still give it credit for being interesting. That's again, I'll
Yeah, that's
iterate
fair
before
enough. I mean,
ending.
I think I can't recommend this just from the, I mean, I know also
See.
our audience will watch it regardless. Like people who listen to our podcast will probably watch it just
Yeah.
because they like Arya story.
I think that's the reason they'll watch it. I mean, because it's Arya, so no other
No,
reason.
it'll
And the whole
divide his fan base also. Like, I don't think it's one of those films which will be,
possible.
be just
Possible,
like, you know,
possible.
it won't, like, his fans will also be divided. It won't be appealing to everyone within
Possible.
his fan base. So,
Let's see. I think we'll put a poll, did you like
did you like
so that
Ari Aster's Poe is Afraid?
Bo is
Yes.
afraid, so that at least we
Did
get
you fin No,
demographic
we should
of.
put, did you finish Ari Aster's Poe is Afraid? That'll
Okay,
be more apt. Yes.
just to be more snarky on your end, it's okay. Let's
Listen, I sat there, okay, for all 3 hours. I didn't even leave to get like a
So did
water
I.
drink.
So
Arey,
did I.
okay, but you enjoying it
I took
more.
your advice. I took your advice
Oh,
and
you
took.
took
I bought
coffee.
a
Yes,
packet of
I didn't get
coffee and
anything to
so.
eat also. I was nicely just sitting there and watching. I was like, whatever, it's
I
fine.
took corn puffs instead of popcorn this time. I was like, shit, I can't eat popcorn. But anyway, okay, I think we've discussed
Fun discussion though. It was
in.
funner, like a fun discussion of a film I didn't have fun watching at least. So it's
I mean,
fun.
more than fun watching again, I guess it's about like Scorsese also said, right? I mean,
Oh,
he's
he's a
like
fan of the film also. I know. I know he
fearless.
held an
No, more than
interview.
fan, I think more than that, his words kind of make sense in today's context of cinema making. That for me resonates, which I feel we should
You are
support, which
editing this,
we
right? So
will.
you include his words if they
Yeah.
are
Was it
online.
a spoken interview? I think it was a written
Achha, it was written.
piece.
Okay, never mind. Then
I don't
maybe
know.
you
I
can
have to.
record him like you can record
Someone
imitate.
impersonating Marty. I'll ask
Yeah,
Hemant to do it. He does a
you
good
should.
Scorsese.
Wow. No, one of the most extraordinary new voices in world cinema right here. I've been around a long time, so I've seen movies that split people right down the middle. Like, you know, people love it, people hate it. You know what I'm saying? There's like, I don't know if you get the first. There was a big screening of at the Cinerama Theater in L.A. in '76, I think, for Barry Lyndon. And only a few of us were there, a few friends of mine, and some people, well-known people. But they got up, they were furious, they hated it. Hated it. 15, 20 years later, they can't stop watching it. Something happened. In terms of the originality, when it's that original, you know, you go into it, it's like a bullfight, you go into it, and you're in the arena, and you're gonna get gored here and there because it's a matter of, the risk-taking that's so unique and so powerful that there are very few filmmakers now on this level that are doing that, I think. No, it's remarkable body of work so far, really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, I think again, I'm saying this for like I don't know the fourth time in this episode. It's an interesting film. There's a
I
lot
would,
happening in
so
it.
yeah, no, I don't want
You
to
might relate,
dissuade.
might not
Yeah,
relate.
no, I don't, I think most people won't. I mean, people who relate, please see a psychologist. I think you need one.
Therapist.
Yes. Anyways,
You were saying something?
no, I was just saying that please, if you are interested in this type of movie though, which is shorter, please watch the Guy Madden film, Cowards Bend Their Knees. It's fantastic. And yeah. And Powell and Pressburger's A Matter of Life and Death is always worth watching. Powell and Pressburger are always worth
In
watching.
general.
Yes.
Okay, I think this is pretty much about the film. I think we have different set of views about the film,
Yeah, but
and
we were civil about it, I think.
we was very, very, very civil about it. There's no aggression, only love. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please tell us what you think about the film as well. You can DM us about it.
Watch it.
Our socials are, I mean, yeah. Also, please follow us on Spotify on Queen's Head Film Podcast so that it reaches out to more people. Please share it with friends. It really, really helps us. You can follow Dhruv on his Instagram handle at Terminal Cinema. You can follow me at Pixel underscore Baba. You can also follow us on Letterboxd for our general views on other films that we don't speak about. Again, thank you so much for listening. Please share, please follow, hit that follow button, hit it. I don't know what more to say anymore. Thank you so much for listening. End of the episode. Khatam.
This is not 3 hours long, so it's fine. I think. How long is this?
This is less than 40 minutes.
Okay, perfect. As the movie should have been.
There's nothing I can really say. His support means a lot to me and is almost embarrassing to talk about. But yes, in my opinion, he's the greatest living filmmaker. And also, more than anybody, not only among filmmakers, he's done more for film preservation than anybody ever, just as an archivist. And the way he champions other filmmakers is very beautiful, and I've always found it beautiful. So it's surreal to have that extend to me. My favorite Scorsese film, it's impossible, you know? I might say Raging Bull. On another day, say Goodfellas. On another day, I could say Silence. On another day, I could say King of Comedy, Taxi Driver. I could say Age of Innocence. It's impossible. I could say Casino. It's very impossible. There's no body of work like his. There's no career like his. It's really shocking. And what's really amazing to me is that, you know, he's in his 80s and he's, I think, working at arguably his highest level. Like that the last 10 years has been, I think, one of his richest periods, starting from Wolf of Wall Street, especially going through to the film he just made. You know, it's pretty incredible.